Good day, San Bernardino County prayer warriors. Today is a day we need to pray. So, Father, we are covering the District 3 Needles in Newberry Springs, but we're also covering the holiday. We pray for all the people on the streets, at events, at parties. We pray for their safety, for self-control, for law enforcement safety, for their wisdom to be at the right place at the right time, that there be a fear of God in the environment in all of San Bernardino County. For protection for all children unchaperoned walking in the dark, for people at homes to give candy not laced with any drug known or unknown, for all criminal activity to be thwarted. We declare what the enemy intended for evil will be turned around for good. We pray for protection over property, animals, vehicles, and bodies. We pray that the blood of Jesus, just like they did on the doorpost, would cover all that he did, would cover all of our places. We pray for people to be moderate in all that they do. We pray parents will not give their children too much candy per day so they won't be weakened in their immune system. And the same with the parents, to be moderate. We are grateful that a Fontana man was arrested after gunfire reported in Victorville that led to a 100-mile-an-hour pursuit. We are thankful that the police conducted a cockfighting bust in Hesperia, arresting 26 people and dozens of birds rescued. A Pinyon Hills man, we are grateful, was arrested after another pursuit for stealing $60,000 in train cargo, and that too was recovered. We are grateful for the 19-year-old Bloomington man who was arrested for murdering a 40-year-old San Bernardino man. And we're grateful for the Colton man arrested in Rialto for stealing a jackhammer from a work truck. We lift up Needles located near the tri-state area of California, Arizona, and Nevada. In the Mojave Desert on the banks of Colorado, we pray for their grime grade of D- to improve. The assault at 5%, 20% theft, and 9% burglary all to go down. We are thankful that a Needles man was arrested for leaving their toddler, for murdering after being on the run for quite some time. We are grateful, God, the police were able to find him. We're also grateful that they found the parents that live in Needles who left their toddler to fend for himself and was found wandering alone on a railroad overpass. We pray these parents get some help while they have after their arrest, and that would be part of their circumstances, that they learn how to take care of their child and that the child be placed in some care that will make sure that this child is never abandoned again. We lift up Newberry Springs, located in the Mojave Desert, and we pray, Father, that's 20 miles near Barstow, that the crime grade of D will improve. And they also have three things, that the 7% assault will be stopped, 18% theft will go down, and the 5% burglary would be stopped. We're thankful that the owner of the dogs that mauled a teenage girl who was just out for a walk was arrested, who lives in Newberry Springs. So we pray, God, for this day, that your name would be glorified despite all that goes on. We pray for the safety. We pray for protection. We pray for people to be careful. And most of all, we pray people will be bold to share their faith and not be afraid to say something about Jesus on a day that often is glorifying the enemy. So we thank you, God, that Jesus, you are greater than all things on this day. And we praise you and thank you for all the good news, the praise reports that we will hear, and the protection and safety of the peoples in our county. In the mighty name of Jesus.